probably have to have you just come
Blog
to
Talk Radio.
Are you at the door?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me hurry up and do that then. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen, amen. Glory be unto the Most High God. Welcome into this place. That place is in our hearts, praise the Lord. And I invite Jesus in, glory to God, into our presence, glory to God, for him to have free reign as we come in his presence to give him glory, to give him honor. What a mighty God we serve. There is none like him. An awesome, phenomenal God that we serve. He is worthy of all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. And as we come, glory to God, before him today, we're looking for a move of God in a great and mighty way. Thanking God, glory to God, for Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the Word, the anointing. Glory to God that's in our presence as those that are called of God and have been seeking his face to come forth and to speak to our hearts today by the Spirit of the Most High God. We thank God, huh? Hallelujah, tonight that we'll have Mother Evangelist Gloria McCormick and also Mother Evangelist Willette, praise God, which will come on. Well, she's coming on time tonight too as well. Praise God, she had an engagement earlier, thought it'd be a little bit later, but all the speakers are on. We're just now waiting for some guests to come on so they can be able to speak to their hearts. And not just to one another, hallelujah. But we bless the Lord again, hallelujah, for being in his presence tonight. Thanking God, glory to God, for all his great and mighty acts and his loving kindness towards us. Praise be unto the Most High God. Bless his name. Praise God. Ephesians 2, 1 through 3 says, and you have he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But we thank God now that we're in Christ Jesus. That is a thing of the past, that we are new creatures in Christ, as it said in the word, Lord God. Therefore, now that you are new creatures in Christ, old things are passed away and all things become new. Help us to stay in that mindset as we continue to keep a repentant heart daily, as according to 1 John 1 and 9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. What a mighty God we serve. We are peculiar people. We are of a royal priesthood. We thank God for Jesus. Glory to God and his Holy Spirit that he gave us to comfort, teach, and lead, and guide us. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. Thank God for blessing us. Glory to God to have the power of the Holy Spirit to bind, to loose, and to cancel the assignment of the enemy. Thank God that we can find courage in him. Thank God that his word, glory to God, is a quick, the word is quick and powerful, two-edged sword. God, we thank you that we can use that to annihilate the enemy. And also that word that will come in and quicken and change and transform us into the image of Christ. We bless you today, God. You've got every base covered according to your word. Glory to God. No matter what we are going through, we can find it in the word and we can rest assured. Whatever your word says, when it go out, it will accomplish everything that it set out to do, and it will not come back void. Help us to know that we can speak and decree and declare by faith, but we have to have the faith to be steadfast unmoved, always abound in the work of the Lord, knowing that the labor is not in vain, but being steadfast in the promises of the Lord, knowing, glory to God, if he said it, it's settled, and then we got to believe it. In the name of Jesus, a choice. So we bless you today, God. We thank you, God, for blessing us, glory to God, with your loving kindness. Thank you for blessing us with a peace of mind. Thank you for blessing us for changing our hearts and transforming us. Thank you, glory to God, that you said you came to bind the broken heart and set the captive free. Thank you, Lord God, the power and anointing that you've given us, that we can destroy yokes in others' lives as we speak and teach and preach and witness the word in the name of Jesus. God, we just love you today. We thank you, Lord God, no matter what it looks like outside in the elements, through the storms and the tsunamis and all the things that go on in the earthquakes, God, we know you're still on the throne and you're still doing great and mighty things, even through all the murdering and all the hideous and horrible, horrific crimes that go on. God, you're still on the throne. You see all things. You know all things. You're omnipotent and omnipresent. You are the Jehovah Jireh, the one that provides. You are, glory to God, El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the All-Breasted One, the All-Sufficient One. You are, glory to God, Jehovah Nisi. You are, glory to God, everything we need. Hallelujah, Jehovah Shalom, even in the God of peace. We thank you, and you will give us that perfect peace when we keep our minds steadfast on thee. God, you said you gave us peace not as the world gives. God, help us to trust and believe that whatever you say is going to come to pass. And Romans 8:28, all things will work together for good for those that love the Lord and called according to your purpose, casting our cares and our concerns upon you in the name of Jesus. Are you a very present help in the time of trouble? You're the refuge that we need, the strong tower, the high tower. Oh, glory to God. The blessings of the Lord that added riches make us no sorrow. God, we bless you today. God, we just want to give thanksgiving. There's so much going on, but we just going to thank you for the change. Thank you for the deliverance. Thank you for the peace. Thank you for, glory, not destroying the works of the enemy. Oh, God, and using our hands, our feet, and our, glory to God, our eyes, whatever you use, our mouth, glory, out to accomplish your mission. Help us, God, to stand fast, the same as the enemy wants to use his for destruction. You use him to bring love, deliverance, and healing, and wholeness, and your promises to come to pass. Help us, glory to God, to wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Keep the faith, oh, God, and keep believing, keep trusting. Help us, glory, to pray one for another, bear one another burdens. Lord, let it not be just service. Help us, glory, to be faithful. Oh, God, because great is thy faithfulness. Glory and honor belong to thee. I bless you tonight. God, we thank you for the word that's coming forth, glory to God, out of the two evangelists, that God, concerning faith, whatever area that you want to take them in, whatever realm, whatever dimension, glory, I pray that it be yielded vessel. Your word is already anointed, so anoint them to carry out the assignment that you've given them. In the name of Jesus, give us ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church. In the name of Jesus, God, and for those that are online, bless them, and those that are coming online later, bless them. Those that may not even be, glory, our partaker tonight, continue to bless too, continue to stir their spirits in the name of Jesus. We thank you for those, glory to God, that have gone through and we've been praying for their healing and deliverance, and for those that we may, glory to God, encounter things that they may go through, glory to God. We're still standing on your word to be able to help us all, God, and even touch our bodies, touch our minds. Help us to keep that hunger and thirst for righteousness. You said, seek first the kingdom of God, all this righteousness, everything else will be added. Help us to have that spirit of gratitude and attitude of glory to God, to give you the glory and keep you lifted up. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, have you to the forefront, making you Lord in our lives. And we don't want to be a people that, glory to God, just praise you with our lips and be that one that just wants you for the Christ of the crisis, but you will be Lord, the Jesus Christ, our Savior, deliverer, healer, our way maker, our burden bearer. Everything that we need will be found in you, Father, and in your Son, Jesus. God, we bless you today, and we thank you. And as we go forward, even into the service, pray for your anointing. God, we bind up heart attacks, sickness, disease, every kind of plot, plan, scheme, glory to COVID, monkeypox, whatever else, even murder and glory to God, accidents, incidents, glory, whatever, confusion or chaos or betrayal, we take authority over it, bind it up, loosen for this assignment, cast it out, and send it back to the dry places from whence it came. And loose your anointing, the will of the Lord be done in us as we glorify your holy name. You are, glory to God, the great and mighty God that we serve, that awesome, glory to God. Phenomenal. All we need is found in you. God, we bless you. Help us to be helpers one to another. We bless you for those of less fortunate. Glory to God that you will bring them into a place of being restored. For those that have lost the fear of God, that glory to God, it will return as they seek out your face. And those, glory to God, that never had it, that they'll seek your face too as well to receive it. God, we give you glory. We thank you that your word, the agape, the love, is an action word. Help us to do it your way in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for transformation. Thank you for, glory to God, changing us over into, with transforming us into the image of Christ, to be the disciples for Christ. We love you. We bless you. And we thank you for those that have come online now, that we are going to go forward, glory to God, and hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church at this hour. So we're going to have Mother Evangelist, Mother Magdalene McCormick will be our first speaker on faith. Our second speaker, glory to God, will be none other than a Mother Evangelist Willette. Glory to God, Mother McCormick out of High Point, North Carolina, and our other minister out of Columbia, South Carolina, Mother Willette. We thank you for both of them, our prayer warriors on this prayer line of Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection, as well as, glory to God, whatever assignment they have in their local assemblies and whatever God has blessed them as women of God and witnesses. They are truly anointed to carry the word, to pray, to seek the face of God, our love for God and our love for God's people. Thank God they are consistent in going to God, their work for the kingdom of God. So I pray God's blessing upon them as they deliver whatever God has placed in their spirit. We thank God, glory to God, they are genuine disciples for Christ. Their life is a witness in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, you continue to use them, and we have ears to open to hear what they have to say to the church this night in Jesus' name. At this time, receive none other than Mother Magdalene Evangelist McCormick and other, after she finished, whatever God has given her through faith, then we will hear none other than our other anointed vessel, Mother Evangelist Willette, God, Afont, in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. At this time, receive our God's servant tonight, and glory to God. We'll look forward to hearing what thus said the Lord. At this time, Mother Magdalene McCormick, the floor is yours.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I hope everybody can hear me. Praise God. I thank God.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I thank God for Pastor Hubble tonight giving me the opportunity to speak before each and every one. I'm going to pray, and I want to sing a little song. It's probably going to be a little short song, but I just want to sing a little short song. And I think I'll pray first. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you right now, Lord. God, we come, Lord, ask you, Lord God, to forgive us for every sin and fault that we have said or done. We ask you, Lord God, as we come forth before your people tonight, God, we pray, God, that you, Lord God, will move stuff out the way, Lord God, and let your anointing flow, that you will put your word in my mouth, that you will let me say what you want me to say, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord God, and I pray for the ones that's on this line, that their ears will be open, that they will receive what you say, God, not what I say, but what you will have them to hear on tonight. I thank you right now, Father, for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. I just want to sing this little song, and then I'm going to go on with the word, if that's okay. When trouble press you down, don't give up. Oh, no, don't give up. When trouble press you down, don't give up. Oh, no. When you try and you don't succeed, try Jesus. He's all you need. Oh, he will supply your every need. Don't give up. Oh, don't give up. Praise the Lord. Tonight, as we go forward tonight, I'm going to be talking about faith, and I may be coming into all some other things. I don't know. Well, we'll have the Lord lead me. And I just had me a little topic, and I just said, use your God-given faith. So I just said, use your God-given faith. But I'm always want to come back to the woman with the issue of blood. I somewhat know that structure. I just love it. I just love it, and I just believe God got something in there for each and every one on tonight, as well as myself. So I'm gonna start from Mark the 5th chapter and the 25th verse. Mark the 5th chapter and the 21st verse. It may read a little different because this is a study Bible. It says, and the woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. Now this was the woman with the issue of blood. She was bleeding for 12 long years. You know, that's a long time to be, you know, just steady bleeding. And she had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors. Now this lady had went to the doctor. She had went to the doctor, just like it may be today on some people that's sick in their body. You just study, go to the doctor. You study, go to the doctor. And she had spent all she had. They spent all that she, wait a minute, and had spent all she had, that's right. Yet instead of getting better, she got worse. And you know how today, as people are sick in their body, and how they, you know, I can imagine, and that she, you know, just want to be ready to get healed, you know. But and problem was, I know she was tired of that bleeding all the time and just bleeding, because in the situation that she was going through, she couldn't be around other people, and so. So I know that she was just tired of it, you know, and going to the doctor, and the doctor probably wouldn't. He was telling her from one thing to another, but it wasn't helping her. It wasn't helping her not a bit. And so she began to just get worse and worse as she goes. And said, and when she heard about Jesus, and so I think in my mind, I began to think in my mind, she probably was somewhere one day and, it may be somebody somewhere, maybe in talking. You know, I'm just might be putting my own words in it, and maybe somebody might have been talking about Jesus, and she heard about Jesus, and she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his coat, and because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. So she was just thinking, I guess she was thinking of herself, and she probably don't hear about Jesus, how he don't heal all different people and stuff, and she don't spend all her money and just want to be the total complete made whole from this sickness that she was going through. She probably just said, if I could just get close to this man, and I hear so much about him, if I can just get close to him, I know I'll be made whole. And it was just like she knew it because she had that faith. She had that faith. She knew if she could just get close to it, she could be made whole. And it said she just touched his clothes. She just touched just a tip. just a little tip of his clothes at the bob, it down, she got real low and touched just a tip of it. You know, it don't take, with her, you know, I don't know how it might take with everybody else, but with her, it just took just a little taste. I mean, a little touch. That's all it took, just a little touch. And it said, I will be made whole. But she spoke it, the thing is. She spoke that word before she even got there. She spoke that word. The Bible said, speak those things as though the word. She spoke it. And she believed. She didn't just speak it. She believed it before she even spoke it. She believed that she was going to get healed before she even touched his coat. And a million's like fast. It came so quick when it happened. It came so fast. Her blood, that blood stopped. It stopped right quick when she touched that coat. That fit, that fast, that quick, she was healed. And then it says, and she fell in her body. She fell in her body. And she felt that thing. She felt it. She felt it when she got healed. She felt it right then. She felt it in her body that she was free from her suffering. And you know, I can't imagine, she was so overjoyed when she felt that she was already healed from that blood from bleeding for those 12 years. And it says, and once Jesus realized it, that power, and it was power that came out of Jesus and went into her, that power had gone out from him. He knew that something had happened. He knew that power was gone. And he turned around in the crowd and asked. He asked, Who touched my clothes? And verse 31 says, you see, and the people of the disciples said, you see the people crawling against you. His disciple answered, And yet you can ask who touched me? That's what the disciples said to Jesus. But Jesus knew what he was talking about. They didn't even have to say that. He knew exactly what he was talking about. But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. And see, I believe Jesus. I mean, you know, I just believe Jesus knew that she had done it. He just wanted her to confess what had already happened to her. It said Jesus kept looking around to see who had touched it. And then the woman knew what had happened to her. She came and fell at his feet and trembled with fear. She came and she fell at his feet and she trembled at his feet. But then when I thought about that poor, I thought about that fear when she came and trembled, when she was fearful. I thought about this poor right here. I said, when fear knocks at your, when I say it like this, when fear knocks at your door, let faith out. That's what I thought about. When fear knocks at your door, let faith answer. So she had already had her faith, but even though the old fear was trying to creep in there on her, and you know how it is sometimes with us, and then told him the whole truth. She told him the whole truth. Well, he already knew. He already knew the truth anyway. But she told him the whole truth and he said to her, daughter, your faith, miss, mean that faith as a grain of mustard seed. It don't take a whole lot of faith. It don't take a whole lot of faith. The Bible said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It don't take a whole lot of faith. It just take that faith as a grain of mustard seed that would be able to move mountains. And then it said, daughter, your faith has healed you. Letting you know you already healed, baby. You already healed. Just go on about your way. You already healed because you had that faith and you believed it. You have already believed it before you even got here where I was, because I believe somebody had already talked to you about me. So therefore you hear what the word said. So that word was right there in you. And so you just act on your faith. That's all you did. You just act on it. And then it said, go in peace. He told her to go in peace. Now, see, now you don't heal, and you know, the spirit of the Lord, you know, the gift of the fruits of the spirit, all these nine gifts. So now she got some faith. She got her faith. She don't got healed, and she got some peace. It said, go in peace and be free. And she free from your suffering. Just told her to go ahead. Now you're free from your suffering. And that's how it is today with us. We just have to believe God is able to help us to go through these things. It says, if God be for you, who can be against you? If God be for you, who can be against you if God be for you? Isaiah 26:3. You have to change your mind. Somewhere or another, we have to change our mindset at some things. And then it says, there's a cover of peace. No one can take your peace from you. Nobody. And once you get that peace, because there's a worldly peace and there's a spiritual peace. And once you get that peace, don't let nobody steal your peace. Don't give nobody your peace back, because Jesus said, peace I leave with you, not as the world give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. And it says, if you will rest, I will work. You have inherited a cover of peace which cannot be removed. So she already got that peace that can't be removed. And it says, God died to give us peace. He died to give us that peace that is our inheritance. That's our inheritance for the servant of the Lord. You got to hold on to your peace. No matter what comes, no matter what go, you don't let nobody steal your peace. It's our part is to maintain our peace with God, fighting our battle. Because Jesus, he's going to fight your battle. He said the battle is not ours. It belongs to the Lord. And then you got John 16:33. Excuse me, I'm trying to. And then you also think about, I was also thinking about when the lady, you know, Hannah, you know, Hannah had faith too when she was going through some things. And as you think about all the scriptures in the and Hebrew 11 chapter, the whole book, you know, it's got all different ones about faith, and I'm not going to read all of them, but I already read about the woman with the issue of blood. So all those people, they have faith and stuff. And then it says, you have to have it in your heart. Faith will move mountains. And then whatever your desire, let's see, whenever your desire went, you pray. Line your words up. The words say, I am healed. I am standing for my children. Galatians 5:6. Unforgiveness will stop your prayer. Whatever you ask, believe. Whatever you ask for, just believe and trust in God. Don't carry everybody's sins. Believe me, it will happen. Believe me, it had happened. I'm switching from another. Faith is the assured. Then the evidence is the sense of proof that result in conviction. The first involves future hope. The second involves present realize that are unseen. We have to get that word, which is in faith, because that word can move. And faith is believing who God said he is, meaning putting your trust in action. You have to put your trust in action. That faith is having trust. So we have to be rooted and grounded in the word of God. Be strengthened as you go through, and be built up as you are waiting. We have to be built up. As we're waiting on our blessing, as we're waiting on our healing and on the things that we're going through, we have to be built up. We just can't sit around and not be doing something. We got to get in that word and to get that word built up in us, so when things come to us, we would know that word and know how to use that word on the enemy when he tries to down us in ways. So that we won't lose our peace, and we can continue to stand in faith because that faith is what we have to stand on. We have to continue to stand on faith because he tells us in the word to have that faith as a grain of mustard seed. You know, when you think about faith, you think about in the natural. When back in the day, I always go back to that when I used to be out there in the garden with my daddy, how he had mustard seeds. You know, mustard seeds, if you ever seen mustard seeds is so tiny. They are so little, and you just can't hardly to see them. But once you plant them, once you put them in that dirt, and I can imagine when my dad used to put those things in the dirt, he probably didn't just, you know, I know he went and kept looking at them, but he didn't just stay out there and just kept his mind on his mustard seeds. He probably went and did something else. So that's just like in our life and our things that we need to be done in our life. We just don't stay there and if we need a bill paid or if we're going through some situation in our life, we just don't stay there that one thing. We do something else. And while we're doing something else, God is working on our behalf on that other end. He's doing that. So you don't be worried about all your mind and all fogged up about, well, I reckon this ain't going to happen. I'm not going to get my job. I reckon I'm not going to get my healing in this. No. Jesus said, wait on the Lord. Wait patient on the Lord. And he will strengthen thee. And so we have to learn how to just wait on Lord, wait on him and let him do the work because he wants to do the work. And as you plant seeds, just like in the natural, when you plant those seeds out there in your garden, you want you some tomatoes or want you some collards or the collards. If you want you some collards or whatever kind of vegetable you want, God's going to do that work. He's going to do. He's working under the scene just like he's working under the scene as we going through situation in our lives. He's doing some things on the scene that we don't even know that he's doing it for us, but he's doing some things. And then after a while, after he done did it for you, when you get your mind off of it, and after he done did it for you, you look back, you say, oh, okay. I'm so thankful that the Lord done it for you. And don't wait. Don't wait till he do it. Begin to praise him before he do it. Excuse me, I have to get some water. Don't wait till he do it. Just begin to praise him before he do it. Because he said when the praises go up, the blessings will come down. So we just start to praise him before it even happens. Because he'll do it. Because he's a God that can't and won't lie. He'll do just what he say he'll do it. But we just have to pray and we just have to believe what the word of God says. And we just have to learn how to just bind up the hand of the devil when he tries to come against us in all these different ways that he do, and just put the word on the devil. Say, devil, you're alive. My blessing is on the way. In the name of Jesus, I'm already healed. I ain't a person getting healed. I'm healed. And say, we have to get, okay, I don't think I read this part. Be strength as you go through, okay, and be built up as you are waiting. It says, and then also it says, feed your body. But make sure you are feeding your spirit. So, you know, we find ourselves a lot of time, we're just around here eating, and we're eating and feeding, getting fat, eating, doing this and doing that. And then when trouble comes, we ain't read the word. We ain't got into the word. We ain't studied the word. And now the enemy coming against you. Now you're crying. Now you needing some help. You needed this and you needed that. When you should have been studying the word, when you should have been reading the word, so you could have get yourself built up. So when the enemy comes, the Bible says when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard. Yes, he will. So we have to learn how to just get into that word. We might not be in the word all day long. We might not do this all, but we just get in there and just study and let the Lord deal with us about the situation that we are going through. We need to be walking in faith. God wants us to be full of faith. And then, let's see. I think that's that. Oh. Just a little bit more that I want to say, and I've got a little poem that I'm going to read, and I'm going to be finished. I got a poem what I want to read where it says, when I woke up this morning, I asked myself, what are some of the secrets of success in life? I found the answer right there in my room. The fan said, be cool. The roof said, hang high. The wellness said, see the world. The clock said, every minute is precious. The mirror said, reflect before you act. The door said, push hard for your goal. And don't forget, the carpet said, kneel down and pray. And my last, what I have to say is, rest if you must, but don't you quit. And I hope everyone got something out of what I said on tonight. I hope you got something out of it. God bless.
Amen and praise the Lord. Truly we give God glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah. For the wonderful word that Sister McCormick brought, praise the Lord. And I really like that poem. I always love the portion on the woman at the well, praise God. Let me go ahead and briefly say a prayer, and then I'll get into my little bit in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you so much for another opportunity. Thank you for this great day that you have given us. I just give you praise. And, Lord God, I'm looking for your Holy Spirit to give me help on bringing a message on faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And I just pray that those that came on the line will be able to get something that will just continue to increase their faith, Father God, in you and your word. I love you, Lord God. I thank you for Jesus. Now, Holy Spirit, have your way in Jesus' name. Bless you, Lord God. Glory be to God. Okay, so we were asked to bring something on faith, and I wrote some things down, and I want to say, first of all, praise God, hallelujah, I always like to ask the question, what's keeping you from believing God, hallelujah, and acting on what he says? That's a question that I have for you on tonight, praise the Lord. And I want to first say that faith, praise God, hallelujah, and I like to use interchangeable words sometimes when I do use the word faith. Faith is, we know what Hebrews 11:1 says, praise God, and 11:6, I believe, that without faith it's impossible to please God. So if you're born again, baptized believer of the body of Christ, praise God, you should be walking by faith. Hallelujah. And faith, when I use words, the dictionary says faith is a complete trust or confidence in someone or something. Praise God. And that someone, we should, as born again believers, Christians, we should, praise God, have complete trust in God and his word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I think in praise God, hallelujah, I was looking in a booklet that I have of 101 ways to hear from God. And faith is one of the ways to hear from God. Praise God. So praise God, if you have complete trust and confidence in God and his word, praise God, then, excuse me, you should be standing on what God says, and you should be saying something about what he says, praise God. You should be in agreement with what God says. And when I was looking in that little 101 ways of hearing from God, and when it said that faith was one of the ways to hear from God, it had a statement in there that I thought would be really good. It says, and I put this as a little key verse, knowing God's word will give you faith required to trust him. Hello, somebody. I believe I'll say that again. Knowing God's word will give you faith required to trust him. Praise God. Hallelujah. The scripture teach the just shall live by faith. Praise God.
And glory be to God, if you, praise God, know what God's word say when situations and circumstance arise, praise God, the Holy Spirit will bring back to your mind what scripture you need to stand on or what you need to say concerning the matter. So knowing God's word will give you faith, praise God, required to trust him. So I like that, praise the Lord. Glory be to God, hallelujah. And I love this. I have a little, I remembered a little pamphlet, and I'm going to use what I wrote down as different words, so you may hear me use different words. And I put down faith, praise God, is trusting, believing, having the assurance of what? That God is going to do what he says. Praise God. Confidence, praise God. You have confidence that, first of all, that God is. What the scripture said in Hebrews, he that comes to God must believe that he is, that he exists, glory be to God, that he loves you and that he is for you. And you know what? It's his good pleasure to give you the kingdom. What is the kingdom? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. What God says in his word. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And a day coming without pain and suffering and heartache and grief. Hello, somebody. Glory be to God. Standing on the promises of God. I have a little brochure. It says, if thou wilt just believe. And the scripture in Mark 9, and 23, see, I use those words of faith is, and I had an equation one time that faith is equal to, it's a mathematic or algebraic equation, if you will, my little equation. Faith is equal to I've got what I've asked God for. When I ask believing that I receive, glory be to God, praise God, I've got it. Hallelujah. God just has to manifest it. Praise God, and I thank and praise God, and I pray in Christ Jesus' name that people, when they come and they're asking for prayers, or even when people, the pastor give altar call and says, well, you got a prayer request or you need something to pray about, come on up here. And I'm praying, Lord, let them come believing that they may receive in the name of Jesus. Faith, glory be to God. And now there are some, I wrote down here, there are some things that can get in the way of your faith. Don't let me make sure I tell you about that, praise God. What are some of the things that can get in the way of your faith? Doubt, unbelief, and I heard Sister McCormick say fear. When fear knocks at the door, you send your faith. Let your faith answer the door. Hello, somebody. So what's fighting your faith? Doubt. You can't, he that comes to the Lord must believe that he is. You cannot be doubting whether first God hears you. You cannot be doubting, praise God. You got to know when you pray and pray believing that God hears you, praise God. And you pray, what is that, 1 John, the 5th chapter, praise God, when you act according to the will of God. What is the will of God? God's word, praise God. Hallelujah. So you want to, praise God, trust and believe. You want to have confidence in the assurance in what? In God, that he's big enough to do what he says. When whatever the situation, if it's concerning sickness, you know a lot of scriptures, praise God, concerning sickness, praise God. And you face that. Remember what Jesus said, the word of God says in Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, 1 Peter, praise God, glory be to God, and go even in Exodus, whatever, there's many, Psalms 107 and verse 20, praise God, when it concerns sickness, say what God says, John 16, 23, praise God, and 24, praise God, what he say, he says, praise God, whatever you ask the Father in Jesus' name, he will give it to you, why? So your joy will be full, glory be to God. So you must have faith. Now, you can't let these doubt, unbelief, and fear fight your faith because you or be double-minded. Hello. The scripture teach if you're double-minded, don't think you're going to get something from God. You've got to come believing that God is able to do exceeding abundant above all that you ask or think. Hello, somebody. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God is able. Yes, he is. How do I know? Because he's El Shaddai. He's the all-sufficient one. He supplies all of our needs according to his riches and glory. How he'll make somebody, praise God, move on your behalf. Hello, somebody. I was in Germany, and I remembered, I said, Lord, now, this little car I was using in Germany, it was good, and I had somebody keeping it working while I was there, but then when I was leaving, I wasn't going to bring that car back to the States. I had to have too much work done on it. So I said, Lord, thank you for that new car you got waiting on me when I get to the States. I went to Mississippi, and praise God, I said, okay, well, a friend of mine asked me, said, what is it that you need? I said, well, I need a new car. Hello, somebody. And he went right ahead on, paid for a new car for me, and I drove it off the lot. It was an Acura Legend. Hello. My mama said, what kind of woman is you? I said, one that trusts God. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is a good God. Hallelujah. He'll work. He'll call someone to work on your behalf. That's just one example, praise God. Faith is believing, trusting, having the confidence that God is. Glory be to God. And I'm going to give you a few scriptures I want to read because I want to just give you a little bit of that. I won't keep you too long, praise God. I put down about four pages of stuff, but I'm not going to go into all of that, praise God. Just going to give you a few. I want to give you a few scriptures and then give you a few examples, and then I'll be out of your way. But faith is having the confidence, having the assurance, believing that, first of all, that God is. I can get into who God is. You've got to know who God is for yourself. Glory be to God. He's Jehovah Rapha. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He is my healer. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He's Jehovah Rohi. He's the God that sees. Hallelujah. Jehovah Nisi. Hallelujah. The banner over me with love. Glory be to God. You got to know God personally for yourself. You got to know if when he told Moses, who shall I say? They ain't going to accept what I'm saying. You want me to go tell this Pharaoh that you let your people go? And then when I tell even your people, the Israelites, who should I say? He said, tell them I am that I am. Hello, somebody. Glory be to God. See, God is the all-powerful, all-knowing, all-seeing, oh, God, all-majestic God, hallelujah. He is, praise God, the I am that I am, the one, praise God. He's a self-existing God. He's immutable. He doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's outside of time and space. You got to know that God is bigger than what you think. If you spread your arms wide open, glory be to God, and look as far as you can see, God is bigger than that. He created the heavens and the earth and the galaxies, glory be to God. There's nothing that was made without him, glory be to God. He created, praise God. He spoke, and it came into existence. Hello, somebody. Glory be to God. Having faith. So you have to have faith. Faith in what? In God and what his word says. And if you say that you're a child of God, then you've got to come believing, praise God, because especially as an intercessor, how in the world are you going to intercede somebody if you're questioning what you believe? Come on, somebody. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me see what I was about to say. Praise God. To believe God means to accept all that he says as truth and act accordingly. I like that because faith means you've got, it's an action word. What this James said, faith without works is what? Dead. You've got to put your faith to work. If you say, I believe God will heal me, well, stand on the promise. God, I thank you that with Jesus' stripes, I am healed. So that thing that's trying to exalt itself against the knowledge and power of God, I rebuke it in Jesus' name. And God, I thank you for my divine healing. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Believe that you receive what he says, praise God. And Mark, the 11th chapter, you know it's one of my favorite, praise God. Jesus says to what? He recommended, he said, have faith in God. Have faith, believe, trust, hallelujah. Know that he is exactly who he says that he is. Hello, somebody. So to believe in God means to accept all that he says is truth and act accordingly, to cast one's life upon his promises, to walk in his ways, and to love him with all of your heart, with all of your soul. And another scripture would say all of your mind and strength. Praise God, hallelujah. Believe the Lord. Believe, hallelujah. Or here in the scripture said, the blind man said, Lord, I want to receive my sight. He said, you believe that I'm able to do this? Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thou son of David. Hello, somebody. Praise God. Let me say this. I love this. Praise God. Remember I mentioned Mark the 9th, chapter 23, if thou canst believe. And that's the key right there. If you canst believe. If you can believe, all things are possible. So take the limits of God. Yes, we're limited because we're just in a human form right now. Glory be to God. So we're limited to what we can do or how far we can see or how far we can go at one time. Hello, somebody. But God is not limited. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you must believe, praise God, all things are possible. Praise God. And the scripture teach Mark 9 to him, to the one that believes. Hallelujah. And remember the father who was in that scripture, the 23rd verse, Mark 9, 23, praise God. That father was asking for help for his son. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sometimes you don't get exactly what you want because there's some unbelief somewhere. And the father said, praise God, as the child cried out and said, the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Hallelujah. So all things are possible. And that statement, praise God, of Jesus must not be taken as an unqualified promise. It is qualified. The all things does not mean everything you can think of now. Praise God. Because remember I said, it must be based on the will of God, praise God, 1 John, the 5th chapter, praise God, hallelujah. God, praise God, never asks for anything, you should never ask for anything that's foolish or wrong, because God is not going to answer that. Hello, somebody. The faith required here, praise God, must be required as a gift of God. God, in other words, implants in the believer, the heart of the believer, praise God, who faithfully, praise God, let me see if I'm trying to read this and I'm, my little eyes, the print is going small on me. Let me go back. The faith required here must be received as a gift of God. He implants it in the heart of a sincere seeker who lives faithfully according to God's will. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's something we want to get. So believe that you receive, hallelujah, is not something humanly produced. It is a believing faith, praise God, imparted to the believer's heart. Hallelujah. Remember Mark 11 and verse 24 says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, praise God. When you pray, believe that you receive them, hallelujah. So believe that you receive them, that's going to take God implanting, praise God, that believing faith in the believer's heart. Hallelujah, glory be to God. There's a measure of faith that God grants each believer, praise God. And then there's different gifts, praise God, spiritual gifts. Faith, praise God, the gift of faith, the gift of healing, the gift of faith is also one of those, praise God, I call it a spiritual gift by God, praise God. You notice some people can believe for God for great things, praise God, and you say, boy, that person just getting those things, or they're believing for someone, praise God, and God just answers those prayers because they've learned how to what? First of all, let me use this key word, obey God. They know what God's word say, and they walk in faith. They're believing, they're walking, praise God, according to what God says. And let me give you one more. I mentioned something about Hebrews, praise God, where it talks about without faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. And God knows we need faith. We need faith, hallelujah, not just for me, myself, and I. Hello, somebody. That's a selfish faith. But we need faith because people all over the world need help. And we need to be walking by faith. We need to be trusting what God says, praise God, and obeying him, praise God, hallelujah, and interceding for others. So the scripture teach in Hebrews 11, praise God, For without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that comes to God, what? Must believe that God is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, this verse describes the convictions that are part of saving faith. We must believe in the existence of a personal, infinite, holy God who cares for us. We must also believe that he will reward us when we earnestly seek him, knowing that our greatest reward, what is our greatest reward, Sister Willie? It is the joy and presence of God himself. He is our shield and our buckler. I like that. It says that in Psalms 91, praise the Lord, that hallelujah, glory be to God. He's our shield and our buckler, glory be to God. Hallelujah. He is our exceeding great reward. We must diligently seek God and earnestly desire his presence. I want his presence, glory be to God. I pray that you want his presence. Faith, trusting, believing, having the assurance and confidence that what God says, he is able to back it up. He's not going to be like a weak check and you ain't got the money in the bank and then your check get to the bank and it bounce. His word is not going to bounce. Hello, somebody. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I've given you that. Now I wanted to give you a few examples. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't forget, what will fight your faith? Doubt. You can't doubt. You can't be double-minded. You cannot come in unbelief. And you certainly can't walk in fear. Hello, somebody, because that's going to come against your faith. Okay? Praise God. So now I wanted to give you a few examples. And the first person I thought about, praise God, was Esther. I said, boy, well, Esther had to have faith, praise God, and because remember, she was made the queen instead of Queen Vashti. She became, y'all know the whole story, praise God. But, and I wanted to read a couple of scriptures. Let me see where I've got that at. Praise the Lord. And Esther. And the one where she said, if you go before the king, you know, if you go before the king and you have a, she said, it's been about 30 days since she's been asked to go before the king. You can't go before him and he did not put out his scepter to receive you, because if you do, you could be your head could be cut off. And I believe it's the fourth chapter, and it says around the 15 and 16, it says, then Esther sent an answer to Mordecai, because Mordecai had told her, it's like I said, I believe most people know. If you don't know, read the book of Esther. It's a wonderful message, praise God. You see different characters there, but her cousin who became her father, because her father and mom had been deceased, praise God. But he had told her, he said, now, Esther, you need to go before the king, because old Haman had made a decree so that all Jews was going to be killed. And Mordecai sent word to Esther, said, if you keep quiet now, help will come for the Jews from another place. But you and your father's family will die. And who knows, this is what Mordecai sent to her, maybe this, that you have been chosen to be queen for such a time as this. And, of course, Esther had him and all of the ladies there in Susa and all of the people of Jews there to fast for 3 days and three nights. And she said around about 15 and 16 verses, she said, after we fast, I will go, she said, she will go to the king. And I know it is against the law to go to the king if he didn't call me. But I will do it anyway. And if I die, I die. And another version will say, and if I perish, I perish. Hello, somebody. Now, for her, well, we know she had to have some kind of faith, first of all, because she was saying, look, fast and pray for me. Praise God. And I'll fast, and my ladies here, we'll fast and pray too. And then I will go before the king. But she had to have some kind of faith to go before the king. That's who I thought of first. And then, praise God, one of my other favorites I love, praise God, an example of great faith was the centurion. The centurion had a servant that was sick, and he came to Jesus. I believe that's Matthew, the 8th chapter, praise God. Let me go to that little part. The 8th chapter, praise God, and I'm going to just read this little part right here where the centurion answered and said, he sent for the Lord to come and heal his servant. And he said, Lord, And the Lord, the Jesus has said, I will come and heal him. Now, the centurion has some faith. Watch this. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should have come under my roof, but say the word only. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, that's some faith talking right there. Jesus, you ain't even got to come to my house. Just say the word. Just speak the word. Glory be to God. And my servant shall be healed. Hello, somebody. Glory be to God. And we know, if we know, and later on in that 10th verse, Jesus heard, when he heard it from the centurion, Jesus marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great a faith. No, not in Israel. Hello, somebody. So that was what great faith the centurion had. And pray the Lord that we all have the type of faith, the believing, trusting, praise God, faith that the centurion had, where we just say the word, God, I thank you that my children, praise God, shall be delivered from every trap that the enemy has set for them. In Jesus' name, glory be to God. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, no darkness shall be a part of their life. In the name of Jesus. Whatever it is, pray believing, glory be to God, and say the word. Hallelujah. Speak the word. And then one more, praise God, Peter. I thought that was very, very, you know, Peter, he was bold fella, praise God. Yes, he was. And one thing about Peter, remember, they had been, I think this was about the fourth night, and Jesus came walking on the water. It was, they had been fighting about 9 hours with that boisterous wind out there on that ship, praise God. And Jesus came walking on the water. Where was that? That's Matthew, the 14th chapter, praise God. Hallelujah. And when Jesus was walking on the water, at first they thought it was just a haint. You know what? A haint is a ghost, praise God. So that's who they thought Jesus was. And matter of fact, I wanted to read that. Where did I put that little card that I have it somewhere. But anyway, let me go ahead and read this. It says, Peter said, by the 28th verse, praise God, Peter said, this Matthew, the 14th chapter, and verse 28 through 30, Peter suddenly boldly said, Master, if it's really you, and basically that if means since it's really you, call me to come to you on the water. And Jesus said, he said, come on ahead. Hallelujah. And guess what Peter did? Peter jumped out of the boat, and Peter began to walk on water to Jesus. Hello, somebody. Now, you know he had some faith, but in a minute you're going to see it was some shifty faith. He walked. He had faith to get out there on that, because ain't no way I'm going to jump out on that ocean, but he had faith to get out there. And I'm sure, you know, he probably, since he was a fisherman, I'm pretty sure he was good at swimming. But it didn't say he was fighting his way to get to swim to Jesus when he started to fall. But when he looked down at the waves churning beneath his feet, he lost his nerve and he started to sink. And he cried out, Master, Lord, save me. Hello, somebody. Now, you got to have sense enough to realize you need to ask God for help when you need help. Praise God. Hallelujah. But Peter had faith. He had faith. I give it to him because he had faith to step out on the ocean. Now, that's some brave faith. Hello, somebody. But then sometimes in life, what happens? He began to pay attention to that water, the winds. Hello, because it didn't. When you read the rest of that chapter, you'll find out as soon as they got back in the boat, the water ceased. Hello. I mean, the wind ceased. Everything just calmed down. But a lot of times in life, situations and circumstance will try to keep you from focusing on the Lord. And you cannot get Jesus out of your focus. You got to keep the word of God, praise God, in your heart. You got to know what God's word said, praise God, and stand on the word. I don't care what the situation, I don't care what the doctor say, what the Pope says. Hello, somebody. You better hear what God's word is saying. You better have the faith, the confidence, the assurance that if God said it, what that little phrase people say, if God said it, I believe it, if I believe it, and that sells it, or something like that. but have faith in what God says. Know that God is able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. Praise God, he's big enough to do it. Praise God, because if he's my creator, he knows how this body works. Praise God, he gave us the earth. Praise God, there will be seed time and harvest. We know in life there, praise God, there's times and seasons, but God is still, praise God, hallelujah, the Lord of my life. Hallelujah. He's still on the throne, and he's still working things out for us. We must have faith in God. Trust God. Believe God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I pray the Lord that something that I've said will help you tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, praise God, continue to stand on the promises, the word of God. Have the assurance. Praise God. Believe. Hallelujah. Glory be to God what God has said. Praise God, and do what he says, because faith is, like I said, an action word, and faith will cause you to do something. It will move you to do something or to say something. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody had said to me, one more last testimony, I was away in Mississippi, and this young lady had called me on the phone and said, Miss Willie, I need to talk to you. I called her back. What's going on? She said, well, you get to get your house in order. You going to die, or such and such. I said, I rebuked that. I said, what did you say about that? She said, well, she didn't have nothing to say about it. I said, you should have rebuked it, because that's against what God's word said. Jesus came that I might have life and the fullness of life. So the devil is a liar. I rebuke that in Jesus' name. You don't have to accept everything what somebody brings to you. You better hear what God's word said. Jesus said, I came to that you might have life and life more abundantly, praise God. You can accept what God says, praise God, and stand on his faith, on his promises, praise God. Are you going to listen to anything that the devil brings? If that's what the problem is, some people listen to anything the enemy tells them, and they go with that. The devil is a liar, but God is faithful. He loves us, and he, Lord God, wants us to walk according to his born-again, baptized believers, his children, praise God. Believe God. Going to do just what he says. We love you. We bless God for you. And we pray that you've got something out of this little brief message on faith. In Jesus' name, God bless each one of you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God for the word. Powerful tonight on prayer. On faith. Bless the Lord for both of the women of God. And what's so beautiful about it is they didn't even have the message until yesterday evening when I called. I let time got away from me. Both of them was in my spirit a while back, last week, but the way things were going, I wasn't sure we was going to be out of town till the anniversary, and then it ended up finding out it wasn't, but I didn't follow through on calling. But they both were ready, and the word came forth out, and that's why you got to be in a place where you study the word and spend time with God, and then go and go before him when that time, when availability comes, you're already built up and ready, and he'll give you instantly the things that is needed. So that's what's so powerful when you know somebody's been before the Lord and spending time with God, because you just don't come out with just things off the top of your head. So I bless the Lord. Whatever was said tonight was a blessing for all of us, some things to be, reminded of and reiterated of. Praise God. Bless the Lord. Before I make some remarks and whatever, if there is a special prayer tonight for anyone that needs prayer, we're going to have that time now, and then we're going to go ahead and make the remarks and thank God, glory to God, for his anointing is on the service, on his people, on his word. Amen. Any requests or either praise report? Praise the Lord. If you don't have anyone with a praise report or either request, we will go ahead and take the remarks in. And I just want to say, praise the Lord. I bless the Lord for I'm just going to briefly say a little bit on both, but thank the Lord for Mother McCormick, what she was saying, how you use your God-given faith and everything tied into both of them from Mark 5:21, and how she said how she loved this particular passage, glory to God, with a woman with the issue of blood, and her faith after everything else had been exalted, but she tried, exhausted. The Lord bless it. Somebody's cooking or doing something, moving some pots and pans in the background. Mute your phone if you're busy. Whoever's in the background, would you courteously put your phone on mute? But anyway, how she was saying how we need to be rooted and grounded in our faith and build up ourselves in the Word and know how to use the Word against the enemy. And that is so important while we were talking about getting in the Word, studying the Word, and being available and being prepared, even like tonight. So whatever instant time, I mean, whatever comes up, we'll be available to bring that Word, not only to come against the enemy, to combat him, but other people's lives or whatever situation going on in our life. We praise God for that. And you got to stand on the Word. And as she mentioned about the mustard seed faith and then the testimony with her daddy for that thing that she was saying, if you plant this, as he planted the seed, he just stand there and watching, waiting, looking, trying to see. He waited on the Lord for manifestation, but he still was about his business or whatever else he had to do. And that's the same thing, that we don't have to get stuck right in a place. Whatever, we believe in God, then we're sitting there, and if it ain't happening, when we think there's doubt and unbelief that comes in, and which it comes over in what Mother Willette was saying too, glory to God. So we got to stay. We got to stand on God's word and wait on the Lord and not be in a place of worry. Glory to God in advance. Pray in advance. Praise the Lord. That was good on that, too, as making sure that we're doing that. That's something we're supposed to do continually. I'm going to ask again. Oh, either I'm going to have to block everybody's number till I find out who that noise is. But if somebody has their line open or they walked away from the phone and they have some noise in the background. Thank God it didn't happen while y'all were preaching. Praise the Lord. Faith comes by. Okay, I'm going to mute because I have to keep my concentration too. And I know it's not one of us. I mean, one of the prayer warriors. Glory to God. Okay. Praise the Lord, everybody. We bless you and honor you, Jesus. Yep, I just found out who it was. Okay, praise the Lord. Now, as the Mother Willette, praise God, brought out the word about trusting and being having that assurance and glory to God. And, of course, Hebrews 11, 1 and 6, I use a lot all the time, too. Well, we can't have no doubt, of course, because you said in James, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. I thank God for you. Say what you are. Ask God in Jesus' name. He will give. But the thing about it is we got to have faith. He said, don't allow fear to fight against your faith. You know, doubt and unbelief the same way. He's saying you have to believe God will do what he said. He's the El Shaddai. She said, talked about Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi. He's our banner. Praise the Lord. He said also, you'd use an example about with Moses, who shall I say? Glory, I sent me. He said, I am that I am. And in the word, we recognize that God's word, glory to God, is whatever we need. Bless the Lord, is that I'm just adding that part. Whatever the situation, whatever circumstance, we can find every situation in the word. Praise the Lord. And if you can believe all things possible, take the limits off of God. And sometimes we do have limits on it. Glory to God on God. Are we believing for this? Are we overcomers in that? Triumphing in that? Victorious in that? But this other thing over here, the same faith that took for everything else, we turn back around and forget or either allow the enemy to bombard us or overwhelm us that we don't recognize the fact of this. Look, you need to take the limits off of God on that. And then if some people just haven't learned to take the limits off of God, period, just in life. They just enough just to get by. And glory to God, something else she said, and then I'm going to give you, there is a measure of faith God plant in everyone. Then she brought out the fact that, you know, we have faith for different kinds of healing, the different gifts and stuff like that for faith that God has blessed. And then she brought out a point with, what was it, something else I had in here about Esther. Well, you already just heard the story about Esther. I guess I'll just leave it at that. Praise the Lord. But we look at what God has blessed and what he is doing. We need to stand on his word, regardless of our circumstance and situation, build ourselves up in our most holy faith. God's word, when it go out, will not go out void. It will accomplish everything that he set out to do. But often we don't say faith and patience got to work together. We cannot say we have faith and then don't have no patience. And we often say, too, faith cancel out. Fear cancels out faith. So we got to continue to stand and hold fast to the promises of the Lord. I thank the Lord for both of y'all being available for service tonight. Praise the Lord after just a short time knowing and
a little less, a little bit over 24 hours getting the message, or some might have been just a few minutes over, a couple hours over 24 hours. But thanking God for what's on the inside of you. The tests come in, life over to God. They're proving more and more. Y'all spend time in the Lord, and God bless when you bring it. You didn't bring potato chips and hot dogs. You brought a message, something we can live thereby and eat. Praise God. So we are going to have Pastor Bird, glory to God, before she has to get off the phone to share with anything God put in her heart. And after that, we'll have anyone else that wants to remark, and then we're going to have our speakers to have their remarks. So at this time, we're going to hear from Pastor Bird.
Praise God. I truly enjoyed that word tonight. We do have to walk by faith and not by sight. And as each of the ladies was saying, we got to stand on the word of God. And one thing that we got to remember, that God's word is his will and his will is his word. So when we ask God, we can ask in faith, believing that whatever we ask for, it shall be done. Because sometimes even the best of us, and what's so good about the messages that came forth was, I don't care how long we've been saved, we all have those times where our faith is not as strong. But I liked her saying that Minister Willette said that he gives us just that, everyone, that measure of faith. So when the enemy come up against us, we don't have to be alarmed. At some time, we just have to think, stop some time and think about it, because we got to know that we already got the word in us. And God was speaking to me, and this is one thing he said. He said, if God said it, it's already done. It's already
done.
So that means we got to stand on faith and ask, because it's already done. Why? Because it's in his word. He's already said it. He's already said it for us. I want to say to each of you ladies tonight, I truly enjoyed that word. And thank you for just reminding us. We all need to be reminded that God's word will not come back to him void. He's going to do exactly what he said. So praise God for you tonight, and thank you for allowing God to use you.
Praise the Lord. Anyone else would like to share remarks?
Amen. This is our Brother Black. God bless everybody. Amen.
Yeah.
I apologize. When you said noise in the background, that was my air conditioner. And when
okay.
you muted me, I said, oh, my Lord. So, amen. Praise God for everybody. I love the word tonight. As both of you were talking, I said, wow. And this is, you know, when you have time to study, you know, because the word was full from both of you. You had time to study, but Apostle said, less than 24 hours, I gave you a question if you want to speak. And I was like, wow, that's what it means by be ready in season and out of season. Yous were studying all the time and never knew. And the lady with the issue of blood, every time you speak on it, Mother McCormick, it's something different. And I see the supernatural growth. I said, Lord, I thank you. And Mother McCormick Mother Willette, especially when you said you can't think of what is it? The word of God is unqualified promises. I said, my God, I try to keep that right there and feast on that. I thank you both for the word in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Anyone else?
Praise the Lord, everybody.
All
thank
right.
God for the word that went forth. I thank God for missionary minister has said about faith. And on my face, it said it would stand up like a standard. I was kind of weak this week. I was going through some things with my stomach. And when it just put me back in mind what God did. He built up a standard on the side of me. The doctor came in talking about, I said, the devil is a lie. I belong to the Lord. That standard stood up. I won't accept that in my spirit. Mm-mm. Not so. He ran his tests to come back with the results. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. No cancer. God, I thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. And it goes right back to Mother Willette. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for taking on faith. Faith, huh? Things not seen but hopeful. And just putting all your trust in God. No matter what they say, we don't have to take down for what they say, but we will believe the report of the Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank both of y'all for the beautiful thing that y'all said so much. I can't go over all of it, but I ate and I digested it. Thank you for the words, reasons of God. God bless you, Father. God speed to each and every one, because this was a powerful word. Thank you.
Amen. That's wonderful when you can take the word and apply it back. Praise God. Amen. Our faith makes a difference. I'll tell you that. When challenges do come against our lives. Amen. Praise God. I thank God again for the word tonight and thank God for the messenger. And at this time, we have Mother McCormick, and right after Mother Willette, they can have their remarks.
Praise the Lord. I was trying to get my daughter was on the phone and the thing hung up. I don't know. I had it on the other phone, but it hung up.
You want to try? You can try again with that, Mother Willette. You want to try back again?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mother Willette. Go ahead and make your remarks then while she's trying out.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank and praise God. Let me say, I apologize. I think I said the women at the well. But thank and praise God for Sister McCormick. I love the both of them, the woman at the well, but she said the woman with the issue of blood. Praise God. And that is a powerful statement of faith that she set for us. And I thank and praise God for Sister McCormick bringing that out and the other things. And while, you know, and it was busy while we were trying to be ready to speak, praise the Lord, because every time I look up, this phone had some old other call coming in, some old spam, old garbage, and nothing but an aggravation, but the blood of Jesus against it. But let me just say this. I thank and praise God. It was an excellent word. I love the poem. I love the message that Sister McCormick gave, and I thank and praise God for helping me with the message on faith. Some of it was from a time that I had spoke before, and some of it was from my little flyer, and then just a little bit. But I thank and praise God, but we're living in a time where we just cannot afford to not trust God. If you're a child of God, there ain't no time to be doubting or wondering whether God is able to do it. Like Prophet Bird says, praise God. We must, praise God, be believing God, taking in him at his word, because God's word is his will. That's what she said. And praise God, his will is his word. So once we get the word, and I like that from the little ways that God speak to us, praise God, knowing God's word will give you faith that's required to trust him. And we need to come, when we come into the Father, we need to be trusting him, praise God, and trusting him and taking him at his word, praise God. So I thank and praise God is so much more, praise God. And I remember that Matthew, praise God, the end of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says, he that hears these sayings of mine and doeth them. He'll liken it to a wise man that built his house on the rock. But so you, it's imperative that the people of God know what God's word says, because when situations and circumstances may happen in your life, the Holy Spirit will bring back that word to you, because he wants you to say something about it. God wants us, as his authorized agents in the earth, to begin to say something about these situations and watch God change things. Praise God. It's based on his word. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. And I just thank and praise God for your comments. Praise God. Thank and praise God for you taking the time out to hear what thus saith the Lord. God bless each of you. Amen.
Praise the Lord. She didn't get back on. I couldn't. She said she had, she didn't get back. But anyway, I thank God for the word on tonight, and thank God for Sister Vidette. And just continue, just keep us all in prayer as we continue to go forward and to continue, Lord. As I know it's Sister Hubbard give me that word tonight, and I was just, whoo, but thank God I'm fine. I'm okay. I ain't going to go there, but I thank God for what he's doing in my life and how he keep working situation out. And just continue to just pray for us that we'll continue to just, you know, get that word in us, because that's my heart desire, is to get the word in me, to know exactly how, what to say and when to say it and the way to say it, that I'll, you know, be the servant that he want me to be in these last of the days, because there's so much is going on. Like we ever said that we, you know, we got to, you know what the words say, so we can be able to, you know, put the enemy behind us, you know, when we go through situations. So we thank God for Sister Hubbard for allowing us to come on the line on tonight. We pray and thank God for each and every one that have gave the remorse for what I have said on tonight. So y'all just, like I said, let's continue to pray for one another as we stand and be what Jesus has us to be in these last and evil days.
Amen.
Did she go?
I'm sitting up here just praying. Father, I thank you for the word tonight. Thank you for Mother Willette, Mother McCormick, and what you said to them. Glory to God, to speak to us. Pray encouragement and strength. Bind up Satan and all his little cords. Anything that's going in the background in the house of the McCormicks, I bind up Satan and all his little cords. I pray you continue to encourage the woman of God for her delivery and what God is doing in her, and for the growth and for the strength. Thank you for bringing them through that crisis with the COVID for the whole two families. And I thank you, Lord God, for blessing little Pori, God, for that what she's going through. I pray right now you encourage Mother to continue to stand firm on what God has given her and what God is using her in the home, outside the home, when she's speaking, or whatever, touch her body. God, I bind up any thoughts that come to mind, where they have to try to trip or snare her in any way. We rebuke it in Jesus' name. As we pray one for another, pray for every prayer warrior, all the prophets and all that's on this line. Pray, Lord, to God, that you minister and move and strengthen and encourage. We come against every satanic force of the enemy that will come to try to trip us up or snare us, or any plot, plan, scheme. Glory to God, in the name of Jesus, untimely death, sickness, disease, glory, whatever it is, any confusion, any lie, any spirit of deception, anything, glory to God, to try to bring depression, oppression, everything that he's come up against us, or contrary to the will of the Lord, we bind up, cast out, and send it back to the dry place from which it came. We speak, Holy Spirit, have thine own way. We call him in, glory to God, to manifest in our lives. We thank you for the healing, for the deliverance, for the peace, for the joy, for the courage, for understanding, for discernment. Ah, glory to God, for the financial, spiritual blessings, whatever it needs, for the comfort of the heart, for direction. God, I bless you right now as we give all these cares and concerns back to the Lord in the name of Jesus, and thank him as he called in our joy and our peace as we stand in on this word and bind up any attacks that try to come after we stand in on this word. Pray, glory to God, how you touched Sister Rachel last night. Glory to God, and even for the report, glory to God, concerning the MRI and her standing in her faith that you not received. Glory to God, what possibility. That's why we pray, bind up over to God any misdiagnosis or prognosis in our lives when we go before the doctors or anything else that we have to go through. God, we just thank you right now. Glory to God for all that you do and what you've done. And we thank you again for Pastor Burton's granddaughter, just as Pastor said, I think it was yesterday or the day before, that she is up walking around, she's talking, she's eating. They want to send her to rehab so that way she can get her strength back. Glory to God for operation of her limbs, her bones, or however. We just thanking God for the miracles. Two times, glory to God, on the respirator. But God, he has the last say so. So we continue to pray for all those that are before the Lord. Pray for Sister Ursa, too, that she touch and strengthen and heal and encourage her. And as she continue to touch that leg, that body, she will be able to operate it and move. Glory to God and have glory out her beings in the Lord. And our body will be functioning as God ordained it to be, as all of us. Any swelling, any thing going on with anybody's kidneys or heart or sugar diabetes or eyes or any limbs or arthritis or anything with the pancreas, anything going on with the lungs, respiratory, anything that's happening in these bodies, we bind up Satan, command him to be loose from it, because God already said by his stripes we were healed. He desired for us to be healed and whole. Glory to God, he wanted us to prosper as our soul prosper and be in good health. He sent his word to heal. And God, even those that are brokenhearted are going through various situations. Pray for marriages and family. We pray and thank you for Alicia and her husband. Glory to God, made it to California, but God, the challenges on that side, and God, whatever this is, still believe by today for faith. Glory to God, more over delays with that truck that they can get it unloaded. But God, we just pray, touch their bodies, because right now he's at the only have a day break before going to work. After all of that that's going on, touch that body, touch her body. God, help them to show them how to rest. No matter what's before them, they only have one life to live. So, God, we're just praying that you would touch, heal, and deliver. And we thank you, Lord God, to restore everything that the enemy stole and give them wisdom in whatever direction they have to seek your face the more. And pray, glory to God, for all our children and grandchildren and seed and family and prayer warriors and our family in the Christ in the body of Christ that are serving the Lord, strengthen and encourage and build them up to his love. We cast all these cares back to the Lord and call forth, glory to God, our peace and our joy, and God, for you to turn things around. Cover us under the blood as we go in and out these various places, and the angels be encamped. And those over there that are hurting and going through the grief and sorrow through their loved ones and other things that didn't happen, God, we put it in your hands. God, we just thank you as we continue to pray without ceasing with faith that you're going to manifest. May not be the hour and the time we think, but we're going to pray and speak to this mountain until it be displaced. Keeping the faith, but hold on to the joy with the faith. Hold on to the peace with the faith. For those are war, those are glory, our weapons as well. In Jesus' name, and help us to check our armor. God, we cast these cares back, and we call back, glory to God, your word to manifest in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Was someone about
amen.
To say something?
Sure. Can I share something? I didn't
yes,
think about
yes.
it before, but can I share this? Just a praise report. You remember I told everybody that I had a MRI of the brain done, and it
yes.
was abnormal. Well, they sent me to a neurologist, and when he looked at it, and he told me at some time, hallelujah, hallelujah, that I had a massive stroke, and that was what that MRI was showing, that at some point, you know, we all have these mini strokes sometimes, but it was showing all of these tags and everything on my brain was saying that I had a massive stroke at some time. Listen, hallelujah to God. I never had slurred speech. I never had weakness. I never had anything going on. And I'm saying to him, I couldn't have had a massive stroke. I've never had any of those symptoms. But he said, but you had a massive stroke. That's why all that stuff is showing up on your MRI. But other than that, you are in great health. There's nothing going on in your brain. So I'm just going to say this. God has his hands on us. Even when
yes.
we can't could entrust our lives to him. He got us.
Yeah.
I mean, where even the evidence, hallelujah, they got evidence, but I got the testimony.
Oh, God.
Nothing ever happened to me. I never even realized I'd had a stroke. So who can do that except the great I am?
Yes.
Who can do that except God?
Hallelujah. Bless your name.
I want you to know tonight that God packed you. I don't care what the doctors see or what they say. We are in his hands.
Yes.
And he's the protector. So I do want to thank everybody for your prayers and everything else, but I just want to give you that praise report that I don't know when I was supposed to have that stroke of nothing, but the evidence is there. But guess what? Hallelujah, hallelujah. The
praise
word of God is greater than any evidence. So I just want to share that with you tonight.
Wow.
Thank you.
Oh, my Lord, have mercy.
Thank you.
God deserves all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Celebrate him.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank
Lord
you, Jesus. Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, glory.
Thank you. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Yes, yes, Lord. Yes.
My God.
Thank
you. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, glory.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Praise God.
God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You're worthy of all the praise.
Glory,
all
glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for the praise report tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Father. Glory to
God. Your amazing grace. Thank you, Lord. Your healing power.
Thank you.
Deliverance.
Thank you.
Joy. You give us in the midst of the trial.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
What a mighty God.
Hallelujah.
Ain't nobody's book like him.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Glory, glory, glory.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. We pray for Professor right now, too, God. If she's getting ready to go for her, tomorrow. We bind that spirit of to bring nervousness and anxiousness before time for her to go get her, the dialysis. We believe in you for this deliverance and healing, and we plead to God that thing be eradicated. She will go with joy, go with peace, and go right standing on your word and standing on your promises. And keep looking forward to go without speaking, decreeing what your word says, that it's going to come to pass. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for Mother McCormick reading the word to her and encouraging and praying. For God, I'm praying that you give her that strength and I'll call upon the Lord like I never have before to stand in the gap for myself. To know, glory to God, as I stand for others, that God, you are going to bring me through this thing. So I pray, glory to God, for the kidney, and I pray either for that divine miracle, either way you do it,
thank
God, that she will soon be blessed. Pray for Pastor Bishop Paige, my first lady, glory to God, when she had to go through with this dialysis and her blood sugar, her blood pressure be dropping, God, be delaying her from leaving, but we are praying that things cease. From having a problem with that, too, and praying for divine healing, too, as well as deliverance.
God, we give all these cares and concerns and many other things a lot on our heart with other people that we know. We believe in, God, that you're moving, and we're going to believe you, that you're going to prove yourself even the more, even in all the stuff that's going on around us, you're still doing great and mighty things. And we love you, God. We ask you to move by your spirit in Jesus' name. And thank you again for the praise report, for the word tonight, for your servants that yield themselves and avail themselves for the work of the kingdom in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for empowering us to use the gift and the talents that you've given us, and that we use it that you may get to be glorified. Amen and amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Praise God. Something else is being said while we're celebrating Jesus. We're going to prepare ourselves to this from the line, but not from God's presence. Pray God's blessing, strength, and encouragement, and that peace and joy be upon you. The prayers be answered. We prepare ourselves also for Monday night prayer. Glory to God and giving God his glory and his praise. Pray for Mother Alexander for the meeting that she had to go through today, that God bless and that everything went well at that church, wherever they are, and continue to strengthen them well, safely on the road and back home, too, as well. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We love you all.
Amen.
Have a marvelous and wonderful time throughout the week as you pray and seek out the Lord's face and pray one for another. And glory to God, whatever answers are needed for those things that are before the Lord, we believe in manifestation quickly. Amen and amen. Be blessed.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God, and
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.